Can you hear me now? There we go. There we go. Well, I'm excited for the word that God's giving me. God has had missions on my heart for a long time, and this is what I'm going to share with you guys. It's something that God's been working in my heart for so many years, and I just want to share with you. I titled my sermon, God's Heart for Missions, and the heart he's given me for missions. I just want to be able to share with you and look at some scripture and see what is it that God desires of us and his people, and how are we to be involved in what he's doing around the world. Our scripture reading is from Matthew 28, if you'd like to turn there in your Bibles. It's also up on the screen. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Sorry, I was reading from a different translation than what was up there. Well, let's pray. Let's just pray that God will come and he would be able to teach us and speak to us through the scripture today. Father, we just want to surrender to you, God. God, we pray that you would fall in this place and just your presence, your spirit would be here to teach us, to guide us. Lord, as we look at your scripture, I pray that you would, these words would just jump out us. Added us on the page, Lord, that they would speak to our heart. God, use me to be a vessel to proclaim your word. God, speak through me, not for my glory, but God, for your glory, that your name would be lifted high, and that we could learn and grow together in what it is that you have to teach us through your word today. So we surrender this time to you, God, and pray that you'd use it for your glory. Amen. So these verses, just a little bit of the context. Jesus, he's risen from the dead. He's talking with his disciples on the hilltop. And these are some of the last words that Jesus says before he leaves the earth. And I don't know about you guys, but usually when someone knows they're about to die or knows they're about to leave, in the case of Jesus, and they know they have one last thing to say, you better listen, because that one last thing is going to be pretty important. And out of all the things that Jesus could have said, all the teachings that he had during his lifetime, these were the words that he chose to leave with his disciples just before he left. And so let's look at them again and just try and grasp what is it that God's trying to teach us and show us through this scripture. Jesus says, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you, and be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." We all have a part to play in the Great Commission. We're all called to go and make disciples of all the nations. This wasn't just for the disciples. It isn't just for a select few that have a higher calling. God's saying this to all of us. He's saying, this is my plan, this is my heart for you guys, is to be able to tell the world about me. Tell them of the hope, the grace, the peace, the joy that you have because of your relationship with me. And I've heard people say to me, they say, "Oh, I'll go if the Lord calls me, you know, but until then, I'm just going to continue on with my life and everything's going to be good." And I tell them that God's already told us to go. God's already called us. The scripture here says, therefore go and make disciples. So we don't have to wait for God to tell us to go. Why don't we just go? And if God tells us to stay, we should stay. And I've also heard, you can't move or steer a car that's not moving, right? You can turn the steering wheel all you want, but it's not going to go anywhere. Until you're moving, until you're stepping out in what God's called you to do, God's not going to be able to control you and steer you in the direction that he wants you to go. So if we step out in faith, that's when God can start to use us and move us and control us. I've also heard people come up to me and say, well, you have a special calling. You're going to be a missionary. God's called you to do this amazing thing. And I'll just look at them and it's like, you know what? You have just as much of a calling on your life as I have on my life. Every single one of us is called to do something to further God's kingdom. And being a missionary isn't any more of a higher calling than it is to serve here in your local church, to serve at a food pantry, to whatever it is that God has called you to. We need to step out and do it. I think the biggest problem is that we don't do it. God has a calling for each of us, and we don't follow in it. We don't pursue it, and it's never too late. It's never too late to start pursuing what God wants you to do. And so I encourage you and challenge you guys to do that. We're all called. We all have a part to play in what God's doing around the world. And we all have a call to make disciples of all nations. And making disciples of all nations starts in your backyard. It starts with your neighbors. It starts with the people that you're surrounded with. Just living your life in a way that shows them there's something different. That you have a hope, a peace, and a joy. And then to share that with them and say, you know, I see that you're having a tough time today. Do you know what gives me peace? You know what gives me joy when I go through tough times? It's my God. Because I know that he walks beside me. He's there with me, no matter what. And to be able to have that confidence and that assurance and to tell people about it, it's a blessing like none other for us to be able to do that. If you want to see God working in your life, it starts by investing in others. In Matthew 16, we won't turn there because we don't have time, but Jesus, it's the other account of the final words that Jesus says before he leaves, and he says, go and make disciples of all nations, and as you go, he's essentially saying, I'll follow you in power. You'll be able to pray for people and they'll be healed. And he's talking about all these things that will follow those who go. And sometimes I think we want God to work through us in a powerful way, but we're not willing to step out and do what he wants us to do. And if you want God to be working in your life in a powerful way, then you need to be investing in other people, because at that point, the glory goes to God. If God's working in your life powerfully and you're doing everything for yourself, then you're taking all the glory for it. But once you start to pursue other people, then God gets the glory for that. Because it's no longer about you, it's about them, it's about God. And that's when God starts to move in your life and he starts to work in power. And I've seen this so often overseas, especially overseas, where people step out in the calling God's called them to. They start to minister to others in a country that's so dark and that Satan has oppressed so much. And as they step out in boldness, God breaks through the darkness and he breaks through in power. And people are healed, people are saved. And I've seen it again and again. And it draws people to Christ when we step out in faith and we step out and pursue him and invest in others. Notice how in Matthew 28 here, Jesus doesn't say, go and make Christians. He doesn't say, go and tell people about me. He says, go and make disciples. And making a disciple is a lot harder than making a Christian. To tell someone about Jesus, it's hard, yeah, but it's relatively easy compared to discipleship. Discipleship is walking alongside someone and pursuing them, going through the tough times, the good times. It's harder. It gets messy. It's tiring. There's pain. There's tears. But there's also joy, and there's growth, and there's life, and there's encouragement. When you come alongside each other as believers and build each other up and help each other to grow and to learn. And that's what discipleship is. And God says, don't stop at telling them about me. So yes, tell them about me, but then walk alongside them. Walk alongside them and pursue them and live life with them. And that's not easy. It's hard. It's hard, but I don't think this life was ever supposed to be easy. I have until 11:30, right? I'm just kidding. this wasn't in my notes, but I'm going to turn quick. I was reading this morning in Mark 13, and it went right along with what I'm speaking on. Jesus is talking about the end times, and he's saying, when these things happen and begin to happen, watch out, because you'll be handed over to local councils and beaten in the synagogues. You'll stand trial before governors, kings, because you're my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell others about me. And I love how, and then we'll continue, for the good news must be preached to all the nations. But when you're arrested and stand trial, don't worry in advance about what to say. Just say what God tells you at that time, for it will not be you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Even in the trials and the hard times, this is, you know, Jesus is saying his followers in the end times are going to be beaten. They're going to be persecuted. And you see this happening around the world, in Pakistan and India. Christians are being killed, and yet they have this amazing new opportunity to share about Christ, even in those situations. And that's exactly what Paul did in Acts 20. Paul talks about this, and he says, that's Acts 20, verse 22. He says, now I'm bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. I don't know what awaits me, except that the Holy Spirit tells me in city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus Christ, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Paul blows me away. Okay, he's been beaten. He's in jail. He's suffering for God because he's a Christian, because he's telling others about him. And he says, you know what? I don't care. I don't care because my life is worth nothing to me unless I'm telling others about Jesus. That's all Paul cared about. His heart was to tell others about Jesus. And I look at my life and I think, wow, how often do I not take that opportunity to share my faith with someone? You know, when you're walking through Walmart or Meijer and you see someone who's, have you even noticed it, like a greeter who's just having an awful day, do I go up to them and ask them how they're doing? Do I tell them there's a peace and a hope that they can have? Or do I just walk by? And do I not care? Jesus wouldn't have walked by. Paul wouldn't have walked by. And I don't think we should walk by either. And yet it's so hard. Because, you know, we feel like, who are we? What do we have? But you have the Holy Spirit, and you have the hope of salvation that you can share with people. And it's not something you have to shove down their throat. It's something that you tell them in joy and say, do you want a peace and a joy like I have? You don't have to have it. It's up to you. But to share that with them, with these people that are lost, they have no hope. And that's our heart, you know, in going overseas to share this, the hope of God with people who've never heard it before. We have that opportunity. And I just want to challenge you with three things before we leave today. And first of all, I want you to think of someone right now. If you need to close your eyes, just think of someone who you know who either doesn't know God or who is a new Christian. Someone who doesn't know God or is a new Christian, just think of someone right now in your mind. It could be a neighbor, it could be a friend, it could be a coworker. And I want you to purpose in your heart to tell that person about Jesus and to disciple them. And that's going to be hard for all of us. You know, that's hard for me. And yet that's what God's called us to do. And I want to challenge you guys to do that. if it's the last thing you do before you leave this earth, you know, share the love and hope you have with that person. The second thing I want you guys to do is to get involved in local ministry here at your church, because that's where it all starts. Get involved in this church. Get involved in this community. Get involved in what God's doing in Ionia. Because discipling the nation starts right here. This is where God's placed you, and this is where he has you, and this is where you're called to at this time. And so start here. Start telling people about Jesus here. And then I don't want you to stop there. The third thing I want to challenge you guys with is once you get involved here, then start to get involved with what God's doing around the world. God's doing amazing things around the world. And, you know, if you can't be there, if you can't go and tell the nations about Jesus, send someone who God has called to go. If you're not called to go, then that's, you know, that's great. God's called you here. But be involved in what God's doing. Crystal and I, we support missionaries around the world. There's a missionary couple that they're serving in Liberia, where the Ebola crisis is happening. You know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to get Ebola, okay? That's not where God's called me, and that's not where my heart is. So I'm not going to go there, but I still want to be a part of what God's doing there. And so I support them, and by supporting them, I'm being involved in what God's doing around the world. And so the third thing I'd encourage you guys to do is to get involved with what God's doing around the world and open your eyes up to a bigger picture, because it's amazing to see what he's doing. So tell someone about Jesus and disciple them. Second thing is to get involved here locally. And third thing, to get involved in what God's doing around the world. Just encourage you to do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today, Lord, for the opportunity just to be here in your presence. God, I pray as we start to look at the people around us, I pray you'd let us see them with new eyes, God. Let us see them with your eyes. God, that as they walk by us, we wouldn't be nonchalant and not care, but God, we'd care about the people around us. That would be our heart to tell them about the hope that we have in you. God, not to force anything on them, but to give them a new joy, a new peace. God, you called us to this. You told us before you left, the last thing you told us was make sure you tell people about me. Make sure you make disciples. And God, that's our heart. We want to do that, but it's hard. So give us the strength we need, Lord. I pray that we just pursue you first and build on our relationship with you, God, so that we can go and out of our overflow be able to minister to others. We just thank you and praise you, God, and give us the boldness we need. In Jesus' name, amen.